The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Short dates, jingles, and facts. Short dates, jingles, and facts. Those are the things that will be covered in this podcast. We'll make it very quick. I understand people have things to do. Short dates. How short was the date? Not in like a vertical height sense, more in like a linear time sense. Did you have a very short date? Maybe a couple of minutes long. You realise they weren't for you. Not quite my cup of tea. I'm going to have to move on, please. Also, the Jingle Fairy was back in full swing. She was shaking her wand at all sorts of businesses across the country. Plus, I'm a facts man. Yeah, I came out about a week ago. So what? It's 2020. Get the program. Listen to some good facts. And hear us rate the facts as well. Enjoy the podcast.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
This is no good for a big dog's confidence. Danny Lakey has shortest date of his life over the weekend. Oh dear. No one likes a disaster date, do they?
Was this for, like, you weren't into it or she wasn't into it?
Well, I definitely wasn't into it. Okay. I know that much.
Well, then why are you playing the sad music? You should be stoked.
No one wants a bad date. I mean, I came in with high hopes. I drove there. It was like, yeah. Well, meeting. It was a very chill atmosphere. She was just saying, yeah, I'm just going to have a picnic rug on the lake here. And, you know, I'm just going to lie around. I was like, okay, cool. I'm keen to lie around at the lake with you.
It's quite romantic.
Well, that's what I thought. High hopes. Rocked up, and I could see her from a while away. I'll preface this with she was in her 50s.
Wow.
You know I like my steak matured.
Then
so
again,
that was fine.
You are 30, so it's not that old.
Yeah, there we go. And I've gone way older than that, I'll have you know. She was just a baby. Nevertheless, short hair. So I met her on Tinder, and I thought, oh, she's going to be this rowdy, like, sort of busty 50-year-old short-haired crazy chick. Couldn't be further from the truth. Rocked up, she's lying there on her little picnic blanket, and she didn't even bother getting up. Well, she
say
just looked
hello.
Up. No, she looked up. I was like, hey, how you going? I thought she'd like at least sit up, if not stand up and shake my hand or give me a hug or something. She's like, hi, how you going? She had a British accent, but one of the rancid British accents. Like, I think it was Birmingham.
Like, you can't say rancid.
No, well,
I think it's rancid British accent.
No, it's not generically rancid. I just think it's rancid. May I also add this to the scenario? Not joking here. Hairy armpits. Hairy pits.
That's like
I know it's 2020,
yeah, that's
but
a thing
please.
For women. Do you know, I'm going to agree with you on that, Lakey. Like,
come on. Hairy pits.
No,
I didn't like that. Didn't like that one bit. It's already off to a bit of a bad start. Like, okay, well, she's unenthused. She's taken all the energy and wind out of my sails. There's some hairy pits going on. I feel like there's a little bit of catfish action going on as well. She's not the crazy person that I imagine. And I was like, oh, okay. Conversation to stand still straight away. It's like, do you have any interests or hobbies? You know you're in trouble when you have to bust out Bobby's hobbies questions. She's like, no, I don't really have any interests. So I was like, okay, great. And I was like, do you like Australia? How long have you been here? She's like, well, I don't mind living in Australia, but I wouldn't like to die here. What a freaking response. Are you kidding me?
You got to get out of there. There's no going back after that.
I don't mind living here, but I wouldn't like to die here. No. I was like, well, you know what? I wanted to leave straight away, but I'm a common man. It took me 24 minutes to muster up the courage. I came up with the excuse that I had to go and get a Subway sandwich.
A Subway sandwich was your excuse.
Well,
see,
girls will
have a plan where they'll message their friend being like, quick, call now, so that they can, you know, have their escape route.
Yeah, no, well, I've got my sandwiches, so.
Sorry, I've got a 6-inch waiting for me.
Did you have a short date? How short was your date? Did you have a short date? How long did the date go for?
Yeah, the reason I say how long did the date go for, I don't want it to get confused with did you have like a short date, as in like a short man rocked up on the date and you were thoroughly unimpressed.
Not a 5 foot four.
No. How little amount of time did the date stem for? Because mine was 24 minutes. It could have easily just gone 90 seconds.
Mm.
Like, if I was a bit more brazen, I could have gone, you know what, this isn't going to work, Harry Pitts lady.
Rancid accent,
Harry Pitts lady who doesn't want to die in Australia but likes living in Australia lady. No, it's not going to work. I wish I had the courage to have a 90-second date. Couldn't do it. 24 minutes.
with the subway excuse. You had short dates before. You must have been on a few disasters.
Yeah, back in my heyday before I met the Stockman.
Oh, yeah, the Stockman.
Yeah, I was going on a few dates and I went on this one and I'm not kidding you, I basically guzzled back me old fizzy drink and was out of there in, I'd say, maybe 18 minutes.
It was a one drink date.
Yeah, well, he was like, you want another one? I was like, hon, you're a full catfish, you're grey. And for one, he's wearing thongs, and you know I hate thongs. Oh. And just no chat whatsoever. We just weren't vibing. So I was like, guzzled that back. See you later.
I hope people have some stories on 131060. I hope it's not just us, because otherwise we'll just be outed as two dating snobs.
Yeah, basically.
131060. How short was the date? What happened on it? I mean, if we don't get a call, I've got another story. I've got a second short date
I've
as well
that
went sub 30.
Too.
Went sub 30! Vicky on 131060, how short was the date?
Hi, guys. Mine was the other way around. I wanted it to be short and the guy kept me there for 3 hours.
Wow.
He kept you captive.
Captive audience. Captive's a word for it. I got sucked into going to a pizza restaurant with him and thought, all right, he's a car salesman, so you think he'd have some personality, but he had the personality of a dead fish. Like, I don't know how he sold cars or anything, but he kept ordering food, and I didn't have the heart to just... I should have done the six-inch sub thing and just walked off.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah. he orders dessert and still tried to call me the next day.
Well, it's a good reminder that you're still, like, a compassionate person. Like, as much as I was like, God, heinous accent, didn't trim her pits, all that kind of thing, I was like, no, I'm still a good dude because I'm feeling weird and horrible about leaving so early. You're the same, except you probably need to rake it back in a little bit. 3 hours captive on a date is way too long for anyone, Vicky.
Yeah, my friends were messaging me afterwards going, oh, you're taking so long on a date, you must have liked this guy. And I'm thinking, no, he kept me hostage.
Now you're holding us a little hostage with the radio break as well. Go on, Vicky. Caleb on 131060. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good. You had a short date?
Yeah, it was about 12 minutes. We went to Nando's. I met this guy on Grindr.
Yeah.
And you can just feel when there's somebody looking at you. So we're sitting there at the table and I turn around and there's about seven of his girlfriends sitting there looking at us.
No. He's brought seven mates.
Yeah.
Nah.
And he's trying to be fly about it all. Yeah. No, yeah, more than you bargained for.
How did you get up and leave? Did you use the 6-inch subway?
I have work. I forgot I have work.
Oh,
Caleb, that's terrible.
Sometimes you've got to get out on the Nando's 12. That's a place no one wants to be. Jackie, wrap this up on 131060. You had a short date, short disaster date?
Yes, 15 minutes.
It's a short one. Yep. What happened?
Yep. I got there first and I knew what I wanted to order. And he got there. He looked all right. I mean, I was talking for about a week. I'm like, oh, yeah, looking forward to this one. This will go for a long time. And he was fidgeting with the menu for about, 10, 15 minutes, and he just couldn't make up his mind. And I thought he was on something, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Just because he couldn't decide carbonara or linguine.
No.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
I'm a facts man. Call 131060 if you think you can quench my thirst with a fact milkshake. I'm a facts man. Only the fact man can determine how good of a fact it really is.
Yeah, only I can determine the true strength or weakness of a fact.
You've made this title yourself.
Well, just is an understatement. I was doing a lot of self-discovery over the 6 weeks I was away in Thailand, and I have now fully transitioned into a fact man. I've told my parents that if you can't love me with me facts, then that's fine. I don't want anything to do with you. But my true essence, my blood bleeds facts. I'm a man who loves hearing facts, loves telling facts, loves putting all the facts that we receive on the Danny Lakey Late Show into a fact leaderboard. It's Danny Lakey's fact hunt. I'm hunting for facts. We had this last week. I managed to turn a lot of ears in the car by dropping my kangaroo triple puss fact.
Yeah, I do have to agree that is a great fact.
It's a great fact. A kangaroo, a female kangaroo, has 3 vagines. Look, coming pretty close was Charlotte's Egypt bricks fact. I remember she rang up last week, and despite the crackly phone line, managed to get the fact out that if you got all the bricks in the Pyramid of Giza, and built a 1 meter wall, you could build that wall the entire world over.
And we fact-checked that. And that
we did
fact-check.
Yeah.
Was correct.
Yeah. We've got Lou's 700 grapes in a bottle of wine facts. We've got Riley's Macca's cheeseburger fact. I mean, who could forget that fact? That was amazing.
Did you know if McDonald's didn't put the pickle on the cheeseburger, they have to sell it on the dessert menu because the sugar content is too high?
Yeah, thought that was good. What about Lauren's Icelandic incest facts?
So Iceland, there's quite a small gene pool. So what they've done is they've created an incest prevention dating app.
What about Dave's questionable killer plant facts?
Australia has a killer plant. It's called a Gimpy Gimpy.
Yeah, that wasn't too impressive, to be honest.
What is a gimpy gimpy?
Well, to be honest, we tried to fact check it. We couldn't quite find it, hence why it is at the bottom of the fact leaderboard.
He was just being a joker.
Yeah, I think so. 13, 10, 60, if you've got a fact tonight, ring in. The best fact of the night will score themselves a prize. And maybe, maybe you might topple my kangaroo triple puss fact. Maybe. Let me whet the appetites of Australia with a brand new fact tonight. Where it will land on the fact leaderboard, we don't know. The Olympic rings are those specific five colours because either blue, yellow, black, green or red appears on every national flag in the world.
Whoa!
No.
Whoa!
Nah, I would not be giving you the volcano sound effect for that.
Oh, wow. Is that the number one fact? Is that even better than the kangaroo triple puss facts?
No.
The Danny Lakey five-ring facts.
I'm disappointed, in fact.
It's up there. No, it's up there. It's up there. It's good. You just don't like sport or geography. That's all. Good fact. Bloody good fact.
Well, I've got a good
top
one.
Top three, at least. Okay.
You're going to love this.
Here we go.
You're really going to love this. I think this could potentially be top three. Viagra, when dissolved in water, can make cut flowers stay erect for up to a week longer than they usually would. So you buy a girl a bouquet of flowers, chuck some Viagra in there, and bam, you got about the bouquet for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then drink the water on the fourth. Nah.
Okay,
no worries. 13, 10, 60. If you want to get involved with the facts, man, just bring your facts to the table. Give us a bell right now. Gabby, hello.
Hello.
Have you got a personal fact that you like so far from the leaderboard? Maybe Danny Lakey's triple puss kangaroo fact.
That was definitely one of the best.
It is good. It is good. It's a rightful clubhouse
good,
leader. So what is your fact?
I think I might have a better one.
Yeah, animals, I'll be the judge of that.
You can be the judge of that. Elephants are the only mammals that cannot jump.
Now, when weighing up this fact and where it should go on the leaderboard, what I automatically feel is it's got a tinge of nostalgia. I feel I've heard this before.
It also makes me think, yeah, no wonder they can't jump because they're big fat heifers.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's cool. I'm not claiming I knew it, but my mind doesn't blow once I've heard it. I'm like, yeah, okay, believable. Never the sign of a great fact. It's a good fact. And I'll sandwich it right between Lakey's five Olympic ringer stinger and lose 700 grapes in a bottle of wine fact.
Aww.
It puts you in number five place. Gabby?
Wow, that's...
Thank you.
Overly generous, Lakey. I would have gone ninth.
Just because your grape fact has taken a little hit in the last 3 seconds doesn't mean that you have to be pessimistic like that. Mark on 13, 10, 60. Hit us with a fact.
All uneven numbers have the letter E in them.
Lies.
I like this.
No, five,
I like this.
Nine, three,
I like one. This. I like it.
10.
11. 1,053. I like that a lot. I really like that.
Wow. Does that mean... Well, this blows my mind. Well,
it's where maths and English collide, Chewy Louie. I like that
seven,
a lot.
9. Mark. 11.
I mean, should we send Louie on a little mission to fact check this and she can get back to us by next week? I reckon it could go top three. It may be sandwiched between Lakey's kangaroo triple puss fact and Lou's Viagra in flowers fact. I think it's in a number two spot. I think it's number two.
I think you're right.
Whoa.
Yeah, nice one, Mark. It's the fact of the night so far. Mark's Uneven numbers fact. Very nice. Hold there. Bray on 131060. What's your fact?
Hello. Hello. The reason rats have yellow teeth is because a vein runs through their top incisors. And it's actually caused by the iron in their blood. So the more iron they have, the more yellow orange their teeth are. If they're white, they're anemic.
Don't mind that. The more orange the teeth, the more iron in the blood.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, it's like you'd barely get off your chair if that was a lecturer telling you at university. You'd be like, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, I guess I better put that down for the exam. It's cool. It's a nice tid.
You might put a post-it note to remember to flip back for the studying. Yeah. Probably wouldn't go all the way.
Nah, it's a tidbit. It's nice, but there's no mind-blowing there, Bray. I appreciate the education, nevertheless.
And all good.
Doesn't bring me much joy to press this button, but it's not a good fact.
Oh, God, I'll stick to my rat.
you do that. Last call, Jenny on 131060. Hello.
All right, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, the second hello in reply to, yes, good, thanks of the year. Thanks, Jelly. Now, last time, I remember we spoke to you, you were telling us about your local fish and chip shop, how they throw in an extra dim sim for you on the way to work.
Yes.
Because they're on a first name basis with you. So what's the fact tonight, Jenny?
The fact is that every human being is going to die sooner or later.
Wow.
It's inevitable.
Oh, it is inevitable.
It is a very straight fact.
It's a true sentence is what it is.
It's a very grim fact as well, Jenny.
I think I knew it already.
Yes, but it's a fact, yes.
Yes, no, it is a fact. It is. You've got me there on a technicality, slippery Jen. Yes.
Never mind.
No, never mind.
I know it's a bit morbid, but still, it's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact. Yes.
It's going to happen, Mr. Lake.
It's going to happen. Morbid as you will. Fact check that one. Put it in your fact pipe and smoke it, mister.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Lake Lake Show quickie.
You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all. The...
Oh, she died.
Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Yes, the Jingle Fairy is alive and well this Monday, tinkering around the country looking for some sort of business that does a great job, but maybe just doesn't have quite the expenditure to get some national radio advertisement airplay. This is where the Jingle Fairy comes in. The Jingle Fairy will work tirelessly all week to prepare a jingle for the business owner and then give the option, extend the olive branch, where the business owner wants to accept a USB stick under their pillow in the middle of the night with an MP3 version of the jingle on there. Tonight, we welcome Luke Sanderson from Luke Sanderson Pest Management. Oh, yeah.
How you going?
Wow.
Welcome, Luke.
Now, you know that the pest management company must be good if Luke Sanderson's going to put his name on the bloody business.
If you're plastering your own name on it.
It's what I like. I always go to businesses who put their first and last name because they've got something to lose there. You know they're going to put in a good job. It's their name, their reputation on the line. I'd imagine Luke Sanderson plastered all over the company work van, I'd assume.
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Luke Sanderson's face and arms driving the vehicle as well. A lot that could go wrong for Luke Sanderson if he doesn't remove the pests. Love what you're doing, Luke Sanderson. Luke Sanderson Pest Management, specialising in getting rid of termites, cockroaches, redbacks, fleas, mice, wasps, spiders.
Everything you can think of.
Well, I mean, my skin starts getting all weird and creepy crawly just thinking about
pests. I just felt something crawl on me and I was like, it was up my nose. Yeah.
Maybe Luke Sanderson might have to pay a Shui Louis visit. What made you get into this field, Luke Sanderson? Whilst a lot of people are a bit squirmish about this, how come this is your career path?
It's interesting. There's all the different types of pests and pests don't really bother me too much.
Nice. That's what you want.
So I thought, why not?
Yeah, it's a man who loves pests.
Get into it.
Yeah, this guy, his only fault is sometimes he doesn't eliminate the pests. He just picks up the pests and takes them back to his place for a bit more entertainment. All right, now, the Jingle Fairy... Oh, sorry, she's just handing me a little note here. Oh, she would like the audience to know that tonight's jingle has a small asterisk next to it because she says it's very tough to rhyme the words Luke Sanderson's pest management and to go easy and not expect too much of a jingle. That's all she's saying, okay? I believe it's falsetto tonight in the style of Bee Gees' Tragedy from the Jingle Fairy. So are you ready to hear it, Luke Sanderson?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go, Luke Sanderson. Go, take it away, Jingle Fairy.
Oh, my God, I just really can't believe it.
What? What's wrong?
Well, my house, it's got termites and cockroaches and redbacks and spiders and fleas and rats and mice. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sounds like you've left this way too long for the average pest management company. Yeah, exactly. So what am I supposed to do?
Call Luke Sanderson Pest Management, man. That's the way to go.
Okay, thank you.
Rats and mice are in my home and all around. Wasps and termites will eventually eat my home to the ground. Another roach from under the fridge starts to approach. If only somebody could do the job.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Jingle Fairy. Thank you, Jingle Fairy. Wow.
That's excellent.
Is it like, because no one's
I
ever
love
knocked
the
back,
rhyming, Lakey.
No one's ever knocked back the Jingle Fairy before, but she has written a note here. She will accept a knockback tonight. It was a very tough task.
That was great.
All right. Well, Luke Sanderson, from Luke Sanderson Pest Management, accept the offering that the Jingle Fairy will come under your pillow and drop a USB stick with an MP3 file of the jingle within the next week or so. If you are on the Central Coast area and need pests removed, make sure Luke Sanderson Pest Management, you can email at lspestmanagement@gmail.com or 0422 740 724. If you've got a business you want the Jingle Fairy to attend to, hit us up on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. We'll do another one next week. Thank you, Jingle Fairy.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.